what's a day like in your life? What's a normal day for you?
My days are pretty boring, actually. I get up, I watch morning television, I eat breakfast while doing that, and then at some point we usually go to the gym 4 or 5 times a week, and then I'll do mostly Facebook, and now I'm really getting into Twitter since your conference or since your seminar. I had been on Twitter, but I hadn't really done much with it.
Yeah, like jumped into it.
Right. Yeah.
And, it's fun, right?
Yes, it is. After the conference, there were many, many posts on Twitter referring to my name and things like that.
Or mentioning you or whatever. And so you're
you're
on. Have you figured it out yet?
Yeah, I have. I don't really understand hashtags, and I don't really understand the at symbol and all of that. But I'm learning.
Okay, well, cool. Well, I may give you a couple tutorials later on.
Cool.
Fair enough.
Cool. Yeah, fair enough. Thank you. I appreciate
cool.
that.
You started a foundation.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
I met a guy named David Purdy. I said, I really want to start a foundation. I'm kind of tired of just kind of being the poster child for all these other organizations, and I actually want to do something myself. And so Dave asked me, when do you want to start this? And I said, well, I'd like to make an announcement at the International AIDS Conference, which was going to be in July in D.C. And this was June, and so there was like 3 weeks away until the conference. And so he and a guy named Chad Johnson, who is the attorney for the World AIDS Institute, the parent organization of the Kennedy Ray Rand Foundation, made plans. And so I made the announcement during the International AIDS Conference in 2012 in D.C. in a hotel a couple miles away from the actual conference. Yeah, it was very well attended by press, and we started out with a certain amount of room and had to keep extending the space.
So that your foundation is still still alive and around and helping, are there?
Yeah, it is. We've actually kind of moved to a different organization. It's called the Cure for AIDS Coalition, and we're kind of moving with that right now. And we're putting out a cure report. Basically, it's a report on all of the possible things that people can be involved in.
Thank you for all your work and your advocacy. There are many, I'm sure, that would want to just be cured and just kind of sink back into life. You've taken
that. Actually, that was kind of the suggestion from my from friends. My former partner in Berlin, Michelle, he said, I think you should kick back and enjoy being cured.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't do that. I have to make sure other people are cured.
Yeah. Well, and that's so noble and notable of you. Yeah, no. No, I